Kitchen. Good morning.
Good morning. This week, Radio 4 launched an ambitious new series of a history of ideas entitled How Did Everything Begin? And yesterday, Jessica Fraser presented an excellent synopsis of creation stories from several diverse traditions, suggesting that many ideas from past millennia may still have relevance today as we continue to ponder the ultimate big question: what came before the universe? Was there something or nothing? The ancient Hindu text Vedanta Sutra starts with this very question and calls whatever existed before space and time Brahman. The big issue, even for cosmologists today, is whether or not that primordial state contains some of the information needed for the appearance and development of the cosmos. And where did that information come from? Was it chaos? Or from an infinite regression of information leaking from previous universes? Vedanta argues that useful information most likely has a sentient source, and that Brahman is conscious energy in its purest state. Physical matter is transformed by the passage of time, but Brahman exists before time, and is therefore timeless, eternal. But then Vedanta makes an extraordinary claim: that thou art. You are Brahman. The idea is that each soul or atma, the life force that is inhabiting our physical body, the self experiencing all the thoughts and emotions of our mind, is a tiny fragment of Brahman. And therefore the atma soul, like Brahman, also predates the universe and is eternal. This distinguishes the Vedantic view from many other religious creation stories. Instead of God alone creating the world and creating us to live in it, Vedanta suggests that our own consciousness and desires before the dawn of creation influenced how the world was formed and developed. To use a modern organizational phrase, it's a type of co-creation. And the big thing that this co-creation accommodates is that problematic feature of conscious beings, free will. The Vedanta view doesn't allow us to blame God for the evil or suffering in the world. Rather, it suggests that we, and we have to include all living beings scattered throughout the universe, not just Radio 4 listeners, each effectively voted for a world in which we have the opportunity not to act perfectly if we don't want to. So sometimes we do hurt others, and sometimes we find ourselves on the receiving end of their hurtful actions. This is a creation story of responsibility. We may have each played an infinitesimal part in the creation of the entire cosmos, but we have a highly significant role in the life we create and share with others now.
And that he does with his thought for the day.
更多内容请关注可可英语可可 net。